What the f***?
No, it's okay. On this show, you can say fuck.
All right, Jillian, we've got kind of a packed show tonight. Well, kind of, and I have a feeling both of us are going to go the fuck off. Do you want to do the Adam and Eve promo?
You can. It's been a sordid night.
Well, go to adamandeve.com. Use the promo code WHAT. You get 50% off of a single item. You get not one, not two, not four, but three DVDs for free. Shake it up a little bit. They'll cover shipping in the United States, and they'll even throw your free mystery gift. Might be something to stick up your butt, might be something to stick in your cunt, might be something to wrap.
Oh, no, don't use that word. I hate that word.
Sorry, might be something to explore your womanly virtues with. How's that?
I guess. No, that word is I use it occasionally. It's reserved for the most extreme of circumstances when bitch is not adequate, but I don't like that word just freely thrown out.
Well, and that'll kind of go into our topic after Dumbest Thing a little bit. So,
oh no, don't loop me into with those assholes. This is different. Fucker.
You see why Jillian's so fun?
Now I'm going to get like these emails that are like, cunt, 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 cunt.
No, you're not.
She's
our listeners would not
catch
do
you
that.
Next Tuesday.
Our listeners would never do that, would they?
No, they'll call you one because everybody wants to rape you in the ass.
Touche. So
it'll be a catastrophe. I'm drinking wine out of a skull goblet.
Twat, did you say? I couldn't hear you.
Tweet, twit, twat, twat.
All right.
Twat's okay. I don't know. It's just something about that word, probably because of issues. Is this going to be the drunk show? I haven't even had that much.
No, I told you we're doing that for New Year's. You get to do
I know, stuff. I guess. No, anybody who follows me on Twitter, I occasionally suffer from insomnia, and more so as of late. God, I'm going to be starting the whole show. I suffer from insomnia, and I kind of have the same effect as when I'm tipsy or drunk, and I just come with these little like Twitter revelations and nonsensical shenanigans. And so, yeah, it'll be
all right. Well, let's move into this week's
dumbest thing I've ever heard.
All right, Jillian, I know you didn't really want to talk about this, but we kind of have to. Obamacare, or in reality, Romneycare, since he's the one that created it, although he's distancing himself from it now that he's running for president, passed the Supreme Court. They upheld it as constitutional. So immediately you had the Rush Limbaughs and the Sarah Palins and the John Boehners. This is the death of freedom in America.
I don't understand. How is it the death of freedom?
How is providing health care to people who cannot afford it the death of freedom? I mean, Sarah Palin actually said that this is the end of America as we know it.
Please.
What?
I actually ended up quoting on Twitter today the Scarecrow from Wizard of Oz. We're like, some people without brains do an awful lot of talking.
What it comes down to is just the stupidity of a lot of these people. Okay, first you got the ones that are saying, okay, this is the end of America. Just bullshit. But then you've got Rush Limbaugh. Oh, if this passes, you know, this is what he said prior to this. If this passes, I'm moving to Costa Rica. I'm done with America.
Ha! Dumbass.
Rush, not only do I think you're not going to do that, but you do know Costa Rica has, what's that thing? Universal health care down there, right? You
derp,
fucking
derp,
moron.
Derp, derp.
It's like, really? I mean, do Republican pundits even think before they speak?
The ability to speak does not make you intelligent, to quote another movie.
See, Jillian's on the book. It seems like the wine really opens your mind.
So, are you saying I'm not smart normally?
Smart words for mouth making.
Brain knee food for smart making.
So I just want to say the dumbest thing is the fact that anyone that is angry that poor people can get health care in 2 years when this goes into effect, anyone that's angry about this, you're not just the dumbest thing. You're also an asshole.
Yep.
That's what it comes down to. God damn it. And speaking of my God damn it, that brings us into our next thing.
That's what we call a segue.
Would you like to tell us a little bit about Middleborough, Massachusetts, Jay?
Well, I can't move there, apparently, because they're going to ticket you for swearing Like, not public drunkenness. I'm at home drunkenness right now, so I'm okay anyway. But not public drunkenness being like, oh, motherfucker, blah, blah, blah. No, like, if you're out and you drop your purse or what have you, and you're like, oh, shit, if there's a cop there, boom, you get, what is it, 20, 25 tickets or something stupid like that?
It's a $20 ticket for public swearing.
And I call bullshit, then every one of those cops needs to be, like, fucking Ward Cleaver and never utter a cuss word, because that would be, you know, that they cuss. It's like, what is this fucking Mayberry, like, you know, no language. Like, I can understand if somebody's on the corner and just, you know, yelling. What about people with Tourette's? What the fuck are you gonna do then? Is it gonna be like, you know, medical marijuana and be like, oh no, I have Tourette's, here's my little certificate? Like, it doesn't make any sense. And you can't, oh god, that's kind of like, if you've ever played the game Boulder Dash, it's a board game, and essentially there's words or laws or just all of these different categories, and it's stuff that you've, like, never heard of, and then everybody writes down on a piece of paper what they think it would be, and you try and kind of bluff, and then the real answer is mixed in it. And so it was, like, one of them was some – I know I'm going off topic, but, like, this is just how insane it is. Like, one of them is something like, it's illegal to pass gas in public on a Tuesday. And I think it was like Florida. It was Tuesday or Thursday or something. And that was like years ago is when I played that. But yeah, asinine things like that is just, what? And then it's like, okay, so are you going to have like the 10 commandments of cursing and like what is and is not allowed? Because when I was a kid, my mom, and I've said this before, church lady, she would not let us say suck or that it sucked. She thought it was a substitute for fuck. And I'll say it again because I'm not in Massachusetts. Fuck, fuck, fuckity, fuck, fuck, fuck. So clearly that word is not a substitute. You know, nobody goes, suck you. So that was very perturbing. There's people that.
Oh, yeah. Well, Jillian, if you watch Lethal Weapon 4 on TV,
Mother father. Oh, God, that's hilarious. And then you've got, you know, parents that think pissed, and I'm over accentuating my pronunciation since, you know, so it comes through clearly, but like, you know, pissed off. I know that, you know, be like, oh, don't say that. And we've talked about over extremes on parenting as well. And this isn't even talking about kids. Like, yeah, if you go to school, you shouldn't be, you know, cussing, but this is for everybody, adults. You know, you can't tell me that some 60 to 80 year old person, because I've met a lot of old profane people. It's adorably hilarious. So you're not going to get little 70 year old guy who's all grumpy being like, God damn it. Are you going to be just like, it reminds me of Demolition Man. That's what it is. There is no cussing in Demolition Man. They get a ticket. And when Sylvester Stallone was out of toilet paper, oh my God, it is Demolition Man. When he was out of toilet paper, the little ticket thing, he's like, oh, fuck, or shit, or something. And it goes, beep. And he's like, you are demerited, blah, 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 for cussing. And so he's sitting at the little ticket thing, and he's like, fuck, damn it, son of a bitch, cuck. And it keeps giving him paper so that he's going to use it for toilet paper. And before you correct me, it wasn't out of toilet paper. You didn't know how to use the seashells. I know my shit.
I know. But you bring up an interesting topic or an interesting side to this.
The next one's going to be no penetration during sex. It's going to be virtual sex. And that will suck so hard.
No, that'll be the opposite of sucking because there'll be no penetration. Ha! No. What I was going to say was you bring up an interesting aspect of this. First of all, who decides what is a swear? You can say hell and damn on PBS, but to some people, hell and damn are swears. What about bastard? Bastard is a swear to some people, but a bastard is an actual word. A bitch is a female dog, but a bitch can also be a swear. Do you see what I'm saying about how it's very subjective about what is a swear? It comes down to the George Carlin seven words you can't say on TV bit.
Shit, piss, fuck, cunt, cocksucker, motherfucker, and tits.
Do you realize that out of those seven words, only about three are still considered swears? Swearing is an evolving part of our language. It evolves.
Well, it's like, look at Battlestar Galactica. They say frack in substitution for fuck. So it's like they're just going to invent new words. You can't do that. Like, if they're like, you can't say fuck, I'll say frack till my heart's content, and everybody knows who watches Battlestar and what have you that frack means fuck, but they couldn't say fuck on TV. So they invented the word frack.
Right. An interesting story, the true story about what happened on NYPD Blue, which just shows how subjective swearing is. At one point, Sipowicz said to somebody, oh, and then there you are rubbing up in her Gunya. And the censors, no, 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 you can't say Gunya. The writers, David Milch, he was like, it's a made-up word. I made it up. But yeah. They said, but coming
context.
Out of Sipowicz's mouth, it sounds filthy, so it sounds like a swear. And it's like, but it's a made-up word. Who's to say that the law enforcement, you know, all of a sudden the state's coffers are down this month or the city's coffers are down this month. So they need to start every other word that somebody says. That's a swear. That's a swear.
Yeah,
that's a swear. $20.
If that's the case, dude, nobody's ever going to get laid because at a bar there's going to be sexual connotations. And at the same thing, it's like, okay, so is vagina and penis? Because, you know, you couldn't say those in school unless you were in sex ed or whatnot. It was just one of those
cock?
Things like it wasn't socially acceptable.
How about cock? Cock could
right,
refer
it's a
to
rooster.
Your penis. Right, or it could refer to the animal that crows at
not,
the day.
It's not going to just be word associative. It's going to be context control. And it's just, it's so asinine. And that's another thing, ass. You know, an ass is a donkey. But that's
almost
the thing,
all
just,
the swears have a second meaning, really.
Mostly, yeah. But the thing of it is, and that's just, you know, it evolves into, you know, like gay used to mean like happy and all, you know, other different things that it evolved. And so, and on the NYPD Blue thing, you said there was an episode of South Park that spoofed when they did cuss on like one of those cop shows, and everybody was just up in arms. They're like, this is a pivotal event. Everybody needs to watch this. And it was just like, hey, you got some shit on your upper lip there. And everybody was like, so they could say shit now, but they had to do it in context to where you couldn't use it in the literal meaning. But you could say, so it's that's what it would be. It's like, my God, it's art. Or
well, and then I've got another angle to this too, Jay. What about music? So say you're washing your car. You're washing your car and you're listening to a song by Slayer, the song Hell Awaits. Well, if hell is a swear word, can you be ticketed if Tom Araya says hell in the Hell Awaits song and that
no, they're
can
gonna
be heard
send
in
the
public?
Ticket to Slayer.
Yeah, but exactly. But you see what I'm saying. Or
what's the thing? Are they going to police TV? Are they going to police radio? Like, is it going to turn into fucking Footloose, only not with dancing? Are they going to edit every fucking movie? Are movies not going to go to the theater? Because, you know, I'll be damned if I can't say damn. And I'm like, you know, watching a movie and they're cussing up a storm. It's like, okay, you guys are not... This is just, who came up with this idea?
Okay. Yeah. Are they going to start censoring the movies on the shelves? Sam Raimi's Drag Me to Hell. Is that going to be Drag Me to Blank?
Drag Me to Heck. H-E double hockey sticks. Jason Goes to Heck.
It's like, this is just ridiculous. I'm sorry. I don't think swearing for the sake of swearing is funny like the angry video game nerd does. He thinks just saying fuck is inherently funny in and of itself.
You mean like Fine. When I say fuck, fuck, fuckity, fuck, fuck, fuck?
Except you say it in a funny way, and okay. you're doing it for a purpose. You don't say like fuck, like the angry video game. I said a dirty word, like James Rolfe does.
I do that out of if someone says something, but not in the dense, like, you know, duty. Be like, ha, you said duty. Ha, you said cock.
So what it really comes down to, Jay, is the fact that you can't. This is word police. Have the people
and
who are
context.
Trying to pass this law, but I'm saying the word police comes right out of George Orwell's 1984. Really, is this where you want to go?
Like I said, Demolition Man. That's exactly what it was. You was getting was hon. That's exactly what it was. You were getting fined for cussing. It's asinine. And that's the thing. If this goes through, yeah, people are gonna get a shit ton of tickets because it's just something that's been around forever, and there are very belligerent people, myself, who, that's a part of everyday language, you
hey,
know?
I'm involved
I mean,
in that,
someone,
too. I'm very belligerent, too.
I don't, oh, are you trying to be like me? It's okay, Josh. I know you're a little sweet teddy bear. You only cuss on this show. If you guys talk to Josh outside of the show, oh my, he's just like, oh, gee golly whiz, there's a new episode for What the F, and gosh darn it, I really think we should talk about it. And I was like, oh, fuck, Josh. You crack me up. Cheese and crackers.
Continue.
You said continue. You got fined $25.
$20.
No. That's
or are you jacking the prices up now too?
Yeah, because you said it in combination with tinu, so you tried to hide it, so you're getting...
Oh, so if you're sneaky, it's worse. Okay.
Yes. I like to listen to... See, I'm totally going back on myself now. Like, country music. I do say it that way, because that's an extreme as well. I hate country music, and y'all gonna probably hate on me for that. I'm drinking wine, so it's different. No, but no, for all seriousness, I don't like that word used loosely. Like, as a joke, that's
loosely.
Fine, you used it. I know, right? You used it in the literal term. So there, see, it's context, everybody. If it's a joke, it's okay. It's kind of like the bitch rule, to where you can call your friend a bitch. Be like, come on, bitches. But not that I say it like that, but, you know, I go downtown and that's what they are. Bitches, woo! But my friend can be like, oh, you're such a bitch. I don't give a fuck, because we're just joking with each other. Just like, you know, if you love somebody and you're like, stop being a dick. You know, you're not actually calling that person a dick. But if you're walking downtown and, you know, somebody's like, bitch, come here, da da da. No, that's not going to fly. That's going to get my stiletto heel through your eyeball.
What it really comes down to is this is yet another step towards taking away all the freedoms we have. I'm sorry. The First Amendment protects my right to say fuck. It does.
I'm going to change my last name to Crap Bitcherson and move to Massachusetts. So whenever somebody says my last name, they'll get fined $40.
I am angry about this. I am so sick of these people that constantly want to take away your rights. This is the first step toward, well, not the first step. It's yet another step towards 1984. People, 1984 was a precautionary tale, not a blueprint. Learn that.
It's just so asinine. It's not even a matter of, yeah, freedom of speech. That's more so I can go and bitch about whoever I want to. But actually controlling what you can and cannot say. And again, there's a time and place for everything. I'm not going to go to nursery and be like, fuck me, there's a lot of babies in here. You know, you don't do that. Everything is etiquette.
There's also the definition of what is public. They're saying you can swear in private. What's private? If it's really a hot day out and I have my windows open and I stub my toe and I scream, fuck, somebody a block down hears that. Is that still, I'm in the privacy of my own home, but because my window is open, does that make it public? Do you see how slippery of a slope
it?
This is?
How are they going to prove it? Like, if a cop sees you, okay, yeah, obviously they saw it. But, you know, if Joe Schmo is like, oh, she totally said, you know, shit, she was talking on her phone and she was saying this stuff. It's like, prove it. This guy just doesn't like me. What do you know? There's no way to police that unless they're going to bug your house how are they going to do that? Really? I mean, maybe they're talking if like everybody's standing outside a bar smoking and they're cussing up a storm or whatever. But it's like, who was so offended by somebody talking and cussing that they were like, this needs to be a law. I was walking home drunk the other day and I done heard somebody saying fuck. And I was just like, oh my, Christ on a cracker. They can't say that.
Well, let's just end this segment, Jillian, by doing an in tandem fuck you, okay?
All right, ready?
Fuck you!
Tonight, the world's most horrible combination of the decade, showing in blood-curdling color.
See, a most diabolical story of sacrifices to a non-human creature in Brides of Blood, starring John Ashley.
The second unbelievable terror will scare the pure living yell out of you when you see Christopher Lee in Blood Fiend. A pre-engagement ring set will be given to the girls who attend. Tonight, it's ashes to ashes, dust to dust. If the Brides of Blood don't get you, the Blood Fiend must.
So, will we see you tonight? Good.
Well, Josh, sorry to disappoint the fans at home, but I don't have any crazy rant in me today. I'm kind of beat and tired.
You sellout, you. You promised a heart attack every week. So,
dude, I'm tired, man. Judo last night was rough, and got my bell rung a couple of times. I'm sore, nice big fat swollen bruise on one foot. And I had a big art show on Saturday night over at the Petra Gallery. And that was pretty crazy.
Is that new stuff or stuff you did back in the Boneyard days? What kind of art we talking here? Art from heart.
Yeah, kind of. It was actually a pretty cool art show I was invited to participate in. A lot of people might not know, but I'm actually an artist. You know, I started my comic company drawing the first book for Boneyard, you know, Dark Angel. And it just kind of, my writing eclipsed the artwork, but I never stopped. You know what I mean? I never stopped doing art. So when I need to take a break from what's happening in the TV network or what was happening in publishing or when I was in post-production, it was always great to take a break and go do an art show or something. So I have a piece of art that's hanging for the next month over at the Petra Gallery, which is located over on Robertson Boulevard in Beverly Hills. And this was a really cool show in which people, a lot of different artists, there was a lot of, man, the pieces that were there were fantastic. And the idea was you were supposed to cross, like, we were given these masks, and the idea is we were coming up with new superheroes. Like, it was supposed to be like a band with a superhero, and it was one guy did Jim Morrison, Ghost Rider, and that was awesome. And somebody else did Maori Spider-Man. And so I was the only guy to put himself into there. I put myself in as Fisher Rollins, and my piece was pretty nutty. And I highly recommend people go to Petra Gallery and go check out the show. There's a lot of amazing art down there. I was accepted to a poetry anthology. I believe it's called In the Company of Men, and a few of my poems are going to be in that. I'll have more news about that down the road. And I'm finishing off my first new short horror story in a long time that's going to be in the Masters of Taboo collection about cannibalism.
Masters of Taboo, does that have anything to do with Stephen Bissett's Taboo?
Oh, no. This is done by Stephen Biro. He does Unearthed Films, which is a distributor of really extreme, extreme shit. So they wanted me to deliver something truly horrific, so I have. The story I've done for them is pretty fucking mean. So all these deadlines kind of converged, and it was a great weekend. It was a lot of fun. Friday night I was out partying with Damon Feldman, who does the celebrity boxing stuff, and they just offered up like this $10 million purse to Chris Brown and Drake, those rappers who had a big fist fight in the club. They're like going, look, why don't you guys get in the ring, 4 1-minute rounds. We got $9 million to the winner, and $1 million goes to charity. So I think that's pretty cool. So I was hanging out with those guys on Friday, and I'll go ahead and say it. You know, I've got a major band, a major metal band that is about to come to American Horror. So we're about to get their videos, and we're negotiating through the paperwork with the label right now. So there's just a lot of exciting stuff going on, and I'm just beat. I've been up all night, every night. This has been crazy.
Because I saw that celebrity boxing thing with the $9 million, and I posted it on Elky David's post on Facebook. You realize I'll let someone beat the living shit out of me for significantly less if you're interested.
Well, you know, people want to see Chris Brown and Drake go at it. They want to see if they just want to be little sissy girly men slapping at each other in a fucking club and hurting innocent bystanders, or they want to be men. Put on gloves and get in the fucking ring and settle it where nobody else gets hurt. Nobody loses their chance to go to the fucking Olympics because they're girls. You know what I'm saying? Drake, Chris Brown, get in the fucking ring, motherfuckers.
Well, and you were approached for celebrity boxing. Who would be your ideal opponent that you would love to box?
I want to beat the shit out of Ryan Murphy, but that's not really fair because he's an old bald fella. That
okay, someone in your weight class, in your weight class, who would
you
like to box?
I got a list, dude. I got a list longer than my arm of who I would love to get in the ring and fucking beat the crap out of, you know. Some of it's kind of inappropriate. I should not get in the ring with certain people because they're much smaller than me, and it just wouldn't be fair. Because that's the thing about me, man, is I prefer a fair fight. I don't want to run around beating up midgets or anything like that. That's what bullies do.
I was thinking more like, you know, I'd love to see you fight Rush Limbaugh.
That'd be just, you know, a really mean motherfucker beating up an old man. That's not cool, dude. You know, and plus, I don't think Rush Limbaugh should be beat up. You know, you don't happen to agree with his opinion, so he needs a beating? Fuck that.
No, 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 it's not that I don't agree with his opinion, which is a fact. No, it's that he is a purveyor of lies. That's what I don't like, is that people think what he says is the truth when he is a bald-faced liar. That's
not only
where
is
my
he a liar, but you know his audience doesn't understand that he's bought and paid for. you know, they don't get it that he is on the payroll.
He's a water carrier, and he even admitted it.
Yeah, that's his job. Like, when you talk about Glenn Beck and those kind of jackasses, most people don't know that the radio stations are being paid money to air that. Willie Nelson ain't paying nobody money to play his music, but these Republican bullshit that they're trying to convince you that these ideas are like the common man and they're things that we all want. Well, if it is, then why does a secret corporation have to pay to put Glenn Beck on the air? If he was so great and so popular, wouldn't his ratings and just the quality of his work guarantee him a slot on the air? I don't fucking think so. He's a fucking hack. So, you know, you get the bullshit.
Well, and you also get the stupidity. Like, Jillian and I talked a little bit earlier about the whole healthcare reform thing, and Limbaugh, oh, this is the death of America. I'm leaving America. I'm moving to Costa Rica. And I had to point out, you do know, Rush, that Costa Rica has, what's that thing called? Universal healthcare, right?
He's just an actor reading the script, man. I don't hold it against him. I do not take Limbaugh seriously. He's a clown. He's in the ring. He's running around honking his horn, juggling his balls, wearing the clown makeup, saying what the script tells him to say. And he's had, what, multiple divorces, multiple drug dependencies. You know, he's a fat, bald fuck. What the hell? Who the hell wants to listen to this fucking guy? So he's a paid shill. That's what it is. There's certain people that own these media empires, and they have people on their payroll to influence the masses. And the thing that I wish you could do, Josh, is take your fucking head out of it a little bit more. You got to take a step back a little bit more and see how you're being gamed. Don't let them get you mad, dude. Anger is great, but anger makes you dumb. Drops your IQ points. We want to fight these fucks. We got to be smarter than them. We gotta hit them better than them. We got to do it better than them. And it's not that hard. They're fucking morons, man. These guys aren't fucking geniuses. Look at the shills they've got. When you ever watch Fox News? It's ridiculous. Dude, I don't. The last time I watched it was with a really old guy about to fucking die. And boy, he loved watching that shit. But it was clown time, man. They were saying outright lies on air. They're fucking lying. It's ridiculous. I'm like, whoa, holy shit, has this degenerated? Because I haven't watched that channel in a while.
But Hart, you got to remember, this is the same Fox News that actually in the late 90s sued and won the right to be able to lie and still call it news. They are the ones that got the court decision overturned that says news has to be at least partially factual.
Alki David's the owner of Philmon, and he is suing CBS and CNET over their downloading hypocrisy, in which employees of CBS and CNET are getting caught. You know, they're online showing how to circumvent copyright material. And CBS and CNET are, one, making money off of the illegal downloads by selling advertising on the illegal download site. That's how they get around it. And then, two, they don't have to pay the artist who's being ripped off any fucking money. It's a hypocrisy, and Alki's been exposing it, but you don't read about it in American media. How come no one's writing about this in Rolling Stone? How come you don't read about this in People magazine? This is a pretty important lawsuit.
These are corporate-owned magazines.
Exactly. Exactly what I'm talking about. Corporate-owned media. You know, that's a real thing. The Republican right wing likes to throw that around a lot when it suits them because they know it's the truth, because they know who they're working for. And so now we have this same issue, you know, going on day in and day out. And here's the thing. The head of the recording industry that's been suing all these people downloading these things has said, you know what? Alki David's right. And that just happened last week. And there's supposed to be a ruling by the time this goes on the air. There should be a ruling from the courts about this. You know, that's another big thing that was happening around the Philmon offices last week, was not only did Alki offer that $10 million offer for the rapper fight, he also has this major landmark lawsuit happening. And you see it completely abandoned by any mainstream media. You don't read about it in entertainment. You don't in Entertainment Tonight. No news organization is covering it. And the only thing they're covering barely is this $10 million offer to these rappers.
And celebrity is what people want now.
Well, it shows you the depth of how much the censorship is right in front of your face. You know, it's right there. You know, when we joke about why Wikipedia would ban me, well, that's censorship, and it's right in front of your face, and we're making jokes about it because that's all we can do to deal with it, you know, like gallows humor.
To end this one, I'm not trying to bring this down to a level, but on the Max Headroom TV show in the 80s, they had the perfect sign-off for this. Have you guys out there noticed how good they've been at censoring your programs? You haven't noticed? That proves that they're that good.
I've been noticing that, too. That's the strange thing. Like, okay, when you watch TV in the modern digital age, you get these digi-glitches. And, you know, your picture kind of flitzes out and you lose something. How do I know they're not censoring things? Because I've seen that happen a lot on language issues, history issues. The History Channel. What right-wing organization is running is calling itself the History Channel? Because a lot of the History Channel is filled with fallacies. I'm tired. I'm babbling. Guys, tune into American Horrors at www.filmon.com because I've just got the best shit, and I think we've got really great stuff. I'm really happy with the new programming we're putting on the air. We got a lot of cool stuff hitting the airwaves this weekend. Go to filmon.com if you've got a mobile phone, an iPhone, an Android, etc. Go right ahead and download the Film On app, and that's FILMON. And also, if you're on Facebook, you can go and watch through the Film On Facebook app and subscribe for as little as $1.95 a day to watch American Horrors 24 hours, 7 days a week.
$1.95 a month.
That's right, $1.95 a month.
Time is running out for the people of the Asylum of the Insane. Asylum of the Insane, where madness is the norm. Filmed in horoscope, see thrilling scenes in 3D. Three-dimensional terror jumps off the screen and into your lap. Obtain your free 3D blood shield glasses upon entering the theater. Rated GP, but not recommended for impressionable children. Asylum of the Insane, produced in Hollywood by maniacs.
So, all right, Jay, this next one, and we're probably going to get a little jokey, but this next one is very serious, and I'm not trying to sound doomsday style, but this could affect businesses nationwide if this idiotic-ass law goes through.
Jill, it will affect businesses nationwide.
Yes, I mean, from little things all the way to big things. Jillian, do you know what the first sale doctrine in copyright law is?
You're not supposed to do stuff.
Well, okay, simply put, the doctrine means...
No resale.
Simply put, you can buy and sell the stuff you purchase, even if someone else owns the copyright over it, which, let's be fair, read all the little tiny legal print when you get a DVD. You don't actually own the movie. You own that specific copy. You're basically licensing the movie for home use on that disc. You do not own your copy of Seven or Octopussy, okay?
Right. You can't, like, have people over in charge. Not that anybody would know, but...
Right. But what the first sale doctrine says is, even if you do not own the copyright, you can sell that to somebody else. The Supreme Court has recognized this doctrine since 1908. Guess what? The big media companies have decided they're losing money by doing this. So what they're doing is they are trying to get the law changed that you do not have the right to resell anything that was manufactured in another country. And before anybody jumps on me and goes, well, big deal, so we can't get Chinese goods, think about it, fuckers. You won't be able to resell comic books. Most comic books are printed in Canada, another country. You won't be able to resell your DVDs or video games. Most DVDs and video games are pressed in Mexico. You won't be able to resell your iPod or any of your Apple products. They're made in China. Think about how many things, and it doesn't matter if it's an American intellectual property, if it's put together overseas or in another country, it becomes unsellable. That will put CD resellers, video game resellers, comic book stores, eBay, anything like that out of business overnight.
I mean, look at all of the stuff that you own. I mean, most of it is going to say made in blah, blah, blah. Most
Mexico
likely,
or Canada.
China, Taiwan, you know, things like that. So, you know, yeah, you bought it here, but the way they're wording it is anything from elsewhere, which means, you know, GameStop, you can't sell your old games to, and you can't buy used games. You can't basically pawn shops, things like that. And, you know, yeah, game stores where you trade in, you know, D&D books, comics, things like that.
GameStop.
eBay, like everything on eBay.
GameStop's out of business.
It's not out of business because they do sell new things.
Yeah, I don't think they'd be able to survive doing that. But yeah, it's pretty much just what you said. This puts anything. You wouldn't even be able to sell an old
T-shirt. You'd never be able to get another Nintendo game. You'd never be able to get another N64 game because they're all out of print.
Right. It basically, because the reason the media companies want this, and I'm just going to use, let's just say Sony. Sony's not necessarily named in this, but I'm just using a random example, okay? Let's say Sony comes out with the PlayStation 4, which this is the way they do want to do the PS4. They want to limit the resale market so you can only play a game on the specific PS4 you bought it on, therefore giving the game no resale value, rendering it lifeless to anyone else who does not have your exact PS4. What they're saying is, we have all the games available for download. Doesn't matter if you bought Devil May Cry 2 for your PS2. You can now pay us $10 more to download it again and have it on your PS4. What their problem with this is, Jay, is they see all these people making all this money selling their products, and they're going, we don't get a cut out of this. Even back as far as the late 90s, Sony, Universal, and that, they tried to get a law passed that said resale stores for VHS and DVDs had to kick in, I think it was 10-15% of what they sell an item for,
yeah,
back to the original studios. And they failed. And now they're trying it again.
Are they going to police garage sales? Because furniture, everything, I mean, look at discount furniture outlets.
The way it's worded, anything that has a logo on it is now subject to this law if it was manufactured in any country other than America.
Which doesn't even make sense because it's American passed law. So why is the U.S. passing laws about resale of stuff in other countries? Because you know that it's from another country, but it was made for America. It's like, if you're going to do that, give the American people those fucking jobs and make American products. But no, you're just concerned about what you're raking in. And it's just, oh my God, it's so asinine. And, you know, like I said, are they going to be policing garage sales? And there's just so many businesses that depend upon some kind of resale consignment. It just it doesn't make any sense.
Are we going to be like doing back alley deals, Jillian? Are you me and Brad going to meet up in like the garage of some old multiplex in the shadows, like some old movie? And then like, Brad, I got your vintage Guns N' Roses shirt. You got the money? I got the money, man.
I mean, technically, there's a way around that. It's really asinine, and you'd probably still get in trouble, but you could argue your way out of it if you went to court. Essentially, you like, let's say you're on eBay. Just sell, and I've never done this. This is just, you know, a minute way around it, as long as the wrong people don't catch you. But, you know, let's say you're selling, I don't know, a bootleg of something, but you can't legally sell it. So what you do is you say, here, buy this one thing that's just, you know, let's say, buy this DVD of The Bachelor for $30, and you get a free DVD of this. And so you're not selling that DVD, you're giving it away.
See, in the VHS era, they got what they would do is they would sell bootlegs, which are obviously done on, you know, commercially made tapes, and they go, I'm selling you a blank tape. You're bidding on a blank tape. The tape has Cannibal Holocaust on it. You can choose to record over that if you wish.
Yeah.
That's what they tried to do on eBay back then, was you're just buying a blank tape. It just happens to already have a movie on it, which we're telling you you're supposed to erase when you get home.
Well, I mean, it's the whole prohibition thing. You know, they've done this with so many things in the past. Once something exists, some kind of commercial trade, you cannot make it go away. You know, you look at the alcohol, and when abortions were illegal, people were doing back alley abortions, which if they do abolish abortion like so many Republicans want to do, that's just what's going to fucking happen again. People are still going to find other ways
to do it. They're just going to make it more dangerous, yeah.
Well, that, and I mean, there are herbs and things like that that people would take in oldie times. Like, yeah, it's dangerous, but you can't arrest somebody for eating certain concoctions, you know?
Well, Jillian, it goes all the way back to alcohol prohibition. You're just going to create such an underworld. You're going to create a need because you're not no longer feeding the demand that's clearly there.
My wine is legal because prohibition does not exist.
It doesn't. But see, the way, like, you know, Apple is trying to put it, because iPods were the biggest thing, is they don't like people reselling their old iPods.
Who the fuck cares? They wouldn't be buying them anyways. The only reason somebody's buying it at resale is because they can't afford to fucking pay $700 for a new iPhone. So you've got people that are depending on the resale business because, oh shit, I lost my fucking job and I don't have healthcare, Obama naysayers. So I have to sell my blah, blah, blah to get money for my medication or to pay my doctor pills, pay my rent. So they get whatever little money it is. Let's say you're selling your fucking DVDs. You're maybe getting $2-3 a pop.
Yeah, you're getting maximum 15%
pittance.
Paid
you
for.
Are getting pittance for this shit. So it's not like, oh, I'm going to buy stuff on sale and get huge amounts of money in resale. No, you're getting pittance. And then the people that buy them, yeah, you've got people that could probably afford to go to Best Buy and get what have you. The economy the way it is now is not the time to be focusing on, oh, they're reselling phones and they're reselling movies. Fuck you, fix the stuff that's broken. I've seen you make the fucking Transformers shit and all the shitty CGI you spend your money on. You are not hurting in the movie business, people. For what these actors get paid and everything, fuck you. Just
Jillian, it comes down to another aspect. This is something that, now, I know specifically the comic book industry has been bitching about this for decades now, but this also goes to any other kind of collectible, you know, rare CDs, rare LPs, things like that. Well, you bought it from us for $2.95. 15 years later, you sell it for $1,000. Why is that fair to you when it's our product? We should get a cut of that $1,000 you sold that $2.95 comic book for. The comic book industry has been trying to get rid of back issues that don't come from, you know, like Marvel Comics for years now, because they're saying you're selling it for more than what you paid us for it. That's not fair to us.
That happens all the time. You get what you pay for. If I really want something, but, you know, it could still be in print and be like, oh, crap, you know, the store is out of it. Do you really want it? I'll pay you $40 for it. It's the same fucking thing, supply and demand. You know, it's worth what somebody's willing to pay for it. You know, you might have one person that'll be like, oh, yeah, I'll give you $3 for it. Okay, it's not much more than I paid for it. And someone else is like, shit, that's what it's called, a fucking auction. Somebody wants something, and why would you give
the
it to
highest
that
bidder?
That's, like,
that's exactly the point.
Yes.
The highest bidder.
And I'm not talking just eBay. I'm talking generalized auctions. So if you're going to do that shit, you know, I mean, yeah, houses, but I mean, look at cars. Cars, lots of them are not American. The majority of them are not. So repossession auctions, anything like that. Yeah, I wasn't going to go there, but you knew. You got it. Look at, like, auctions, things like that. Are you not allowed to trade in a car, buy a used car? You know, there's so much that, you know, they're just going to backtalk it down to the important products. They'll say, you can buy and sell used cars, but these are the things that you can. It's going to be like the list of swear words. This is what you can and cannot do.
Well, see, the example they actually gave in the article that we were reading actually uses, you're able to buy your house because that was most, you know, if you're in America, it was most likely manufactured in America. But the fixtures might have come from China. The plumbing might have come from Mexico. Those are now foreign products.
It's more so like, buy the house and get the stuff free. And that's all you really, I mean, you know, like with the VHS tape, all you have to do is be like, hey, buy this 8x10 print of this movie, and it's all done on the DL. And then you can buy, you know, the poster print of it, but you're going to send the DVD and it'll just be like an understood thing. You can't make something go away when it's there. I mean, they tried the same thing with weed, you know, where it was legal and then they were like, rah, 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 make it illegal. It's still fucking around. You know, it's supply and demand. If stuff is not, well, except for old collectibles, because they obviously still don't make them anymore. I would love to be able to go to, like, you know, Best Buy and buy a shit ton of NES games, but it's not going to happen. But for the majority of things, supply and demand, they're going to keep making it as long as people are buying it.
I just love when your inner nerd girl leaks out.
What? He said leak. We were talking about sex.
But no, I absolutely agree with you. A lot of people were dismissing, like, some of the comments on this page were, oh, so you can't go and resell comic books and DVDs and blah, 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 get over it, whiners. And it's like, you people don't realize how many businesses this would affect. This would put half of the town businesses would go out of business. It would destroy local economies. Do you people realize how much this will affect the American economy in a negative way if the goddamn media corporations get what they want?
Yeah, I don't think it'll pass. I mean, I really...
That's not the point. It irritates me.
No, I know. It does me
trying
too.
It.
Hey. Inside voice. You need a glass of wine, Josh.
So what it comes down to is you guys need to stand up, all you listeners out there, and tell your politicians if they vote for this shit or if they are in support of this shit. You and it's not really so much the politicians as the lobbying corporations. Email Apple and tell them, you know what? If you push this shit through, I'm done with Apple. You guys can fucking fry for all I care.
That's because the thing, though. They're so huge that enough people aren't going to take those precautions. Yeah, maybe afterwards people will be done and whatnot, but I just can't see this going. But I know we've talked about this on other issues, too, but fix what's really wrong. I mean, I've said this before. All of the homeless, all of the illnesses, and we're – not we, but, you know – everybody's bickering over, oh, you can't resell this. And, oh, yeah, it's just the things that we've talked about in the past. This is just like, you know, the latest topping. It's really, I mean, just, oh, it just irks me because it's not like anything to where, oh, vaccines are low and people are selling vaccines on the black market. So, you know, you can't buy something. You can't buy organs on the black, you know, back alley. You need to actually go through the proper channel so the people need them, which is a whole nother story. But that's is what's actually in effect.
I see what you're saying. Yes.
Right. I'm not saying that. You know what I mean? Whatever your belief is fine. I'm not saying either way. But, you know, that's the dire situation to where the controversy is there, like stem cell, things like that. That shit is what deserves, you know, the advocates for either side, whatever your belief is. Again, I'm not going to go into detail on my opinion on it. But the stuff like selling fucking electronics and everything, it's like, really? That, I mean, you're not hurting for money. This isn't somebody who missed out on a kidney because somebody sold their kidney to somebody else for the highest bidder. And you're saying, no, 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 you can't do that. Which, okay, and this is a tipsy thought here. So you can't, like, if an Asian's trying to sell his kidney to an American, it wasn't made in America. So you can't buy the Asian kidney.
Well, you can't buy the Asian kidney regardless. That's illegal regardless, but I see what the joke you're making.
Yeah.
But what it really comes down to is, and I'm saying this to anyone that's in support of this, mainly the companies, think about it. Go back to that prohibition thing I pointed out and how that rose the mafia in America. Think about the massive black market you are going to create. You've got VHS and DVD collectors like myself, and you got game collectors like Jillian. Do you realize how much money you're going to make our stuff worth on the black market, you fucking morons? Do you think people are just going to go, oh, I don't want that Nintendo game from 1989 that I can't get anymore because now it's illegal? No, they're going to go, I'll pay you triple.
And I mean,
that's
there's
gonna
ways
happen.
To mask all of that. I mean, if you do face-to-face deals, all it has to be is like, hey, I don't want this anymore. And the money is at a different time. So if people are trying to sting it or whatever, all it is like, I'm giving him my old Nintendo, what have you. There's no way to abolish.
You trade favors. I give you my Nintendo and I get a favor of anything I want from your house 4 months from now.
So is it prostitution if I sleep with somebody for like an NES because I need a new one?
I think technically any exchange of goods for sex is prostitution, but I'm
not
sure.
What if he gives it to me first and I'm so thankful I have sex with him?
Then I'm not so sure.
Right?
I think
people, you
on,
have to be clever.
I think it
think
depends
outside
on what order,
the box.
I think it depends on what order you make the deal.
That's what I'm saying. It's like, oh, yeah, you know, I'm feeling kind of horny. Are you, like, for sale? I'd be like, oh, I would, but I'm just, I'm so depressed because my Nintendo broke. Be like, well, I can give you a Nintendo. Be like, oh, awesome, I'm happy now. Let's go up to the hotel room. You got to think outside the box, no pun intended.
I saw what you did there.
Yeah, right? No, but that's what I'm saying. It's like there are ways around everything, and they're just going to keep going back and trying to rewrite and make things so convoluted with words vomiting off the page because they want to try and cover every situation. It's like, I'm sorry, if I can think of those scenarios on the fly, fuck you. That's like with prostitution. Put
and
a video
camera.
Yeah, I'm not drunk, actually. I've been drinking wine, but I...
You're on your way.
Yes. But yeah, I mean, like with prostitution, put a video camera there, sign some papers, you're making a porno. Making porn is perfectly legal. And yes, in states you have to have like certain certifications. But I'm just saying, there's ways around almost anything in this world. Not that I'm advocating certain things, but you can't take something away, especially when people are so accustomed to it that it's just been the normal for years and years and years. Consignment's been around
forever. Like I
pointed
out, it's part of the economy, Jay.
It is.
You can't get rid of it without destroying, especially in a small town. Look at how many things rely on Goodwill. What about Goodwill? Would that put Goodwill out of business? Yeah. Would Goodwill still be able to sell old clothes? This is bullshit!
Yeah.
So, let's wrap it up.
I'm on the interwebs, Facebook and Twitter, and also I can be found at thecinemasnob.com.
You can find me at 1201beyond at gmail.com, 1201beyond.com, my weekly column, Sanity is Razor Thin, at geekjuicemedia.com, my monthly column, The Shadows of Pop Culture, in Scene Magazine if you're in the Green Bay area. You people out there, that's all I got to say.
I've said this before and I'll say it again. I love Geek Juice, but I'm still like peeved that they stole my name because that was the term when I would be overly geeky. I'd say, oh, I just Geek Juice, but now I had to change it to Geekgasm.
And you open the door and you step inside. We're inside our hearts. Now imagine your pain is a white ball of healing light. That's right. Your pain, the pain itself, is a white ball of healing light. Doesn't get any better than this. This is your life. nightclub. If this is your first night, you have to fight.